Numbers chapter 7, Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Numbers chapter 7, and we're not going to spend very much time on this chapter, and you'll see why. But we begin in verse 1. And it came to pass on the day that Moses had fully set up the tabernacle, and had anointed it, and sanctified it, and all the instruments thereof, both the altar and all the vessels thereof, and had anointed them and sanctified them, that the princes of Israel, heads of the house of their fathers, who were the princes of the tribes, and were over them, who were numbered, offered. And they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered wagons and 12 oxen, a wagon for 2 of the princes, and for each one an ox. And they brought them before the tabernacle. Verse 4. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Take it of them, that they may be to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. And you shall give them unto the Levites, to every man, according to his service. And Moses took the wagons and the oxen, and gave them unto the Levites. 2 wagons and 4 oxen he gave unto the sons of Gershon, according to their service. And 4 wagons and 8 oxen he gave unto the sons of Merari, according unto their service, under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. But unto the sons of Kohath he gave none, because the service of the sanctuary belonging unto them was that they should bear upon their shoulders. Well, this chapter is actually a flashback to 1 month earlier, right after the tabernacle had been set up and dedicated. And at that time, they were about to leave Sinai for the promised land. The Levites were in charge of transporting the tabernacle. And the tribal leaders gave 6 wagons and 12 oxen to the Levites to help them with their job. And the only one who didn't use a wagon was the section of the Levites whose ancestor was Kohath, because they carried the furniture on staves on their shoulder. They were not to be placed on a wagon. Let's read verse 10. And the princes offered for dedicating of the altar in that day that it was anointed, even the princes offered their offering before the altar, and that would be the brazen altar. And the Lord said unto Moses, They shall offer their offering, each prince, on his day for the dedicating of the altar. The altar clearly was the centerpiece of the whole of Israel. And that altar, always remember, represented the cross of Jesus Christ, which is the centerpiece of the church. Because without the cross, we have nothing. 12. And he who offered his offering the first day was Nashon, the son of Amminadab, of the tribe of Judah. And his offering was 1 silver charger. The weight thereof was 130 shekels, probably worth about $1,000 in the year 2015. 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, maybe worth $500-$600 today. And the shekel of the sanctuary, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them were full of fine flour, mingled with oil, for a meat offering. 14. 1 spoon of 10 shekels of gold, full of incense, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Nashon, the son of Amminadab. Now, for 12 consecutive days, one tribal leader after another brought the identical gifts, as we have read here. They brought identical gifts as offerings for the dedication of the altar. So this went on, as I said, for 12 consecutive days. And I'm not going to read the next, 89 verses, because it's just repeating the same words every time, except for the name of a different tribal leader. And so we're going to skip that. And we will pick it up in chapter 8.